If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Hi everybody, I'm pretty pumped about tonight's podcast or vlog, personal one that we got going on. Quick update though, on where our company is at. So I still think that'd be real valuable. It could be real valuable someday if our company ever becomes big and it's worth listening to. We made some decent progress in the sense that we have some great podcasts lined up for all of you guys. Super pumped about that. We got a couple of billionaires coming on the show. It's gonna be sweet. Hope you guys learn a ton from that. Number two, we're doing a lot with Y Combinator. If any of you guys have questions about Y Combinator, reach out. Number three, I just don't really wanna say a lot about the company. So I said in the last episode, I explained that I'm gonna start answering questions. And the question I received that I wanted to answer tonight was, what do you know about patience? You're preaching about patience when you're 25 and you've already sold a couple companies and you don't really understand patience. That was the comment. That it was kind of a question, but then it was followed up with the fact that I didn't understand patience. So I just wanted to answer very honestly by saying, it may look like I received things early. I mean, I am 25. Yes, I did get lucky and sold a couple of companies. Actually, that's not true. It wasn't luck. I put in a lot of work. I started my first company in eighth grade. Summers, I spent all summer working on my companies in between school because it was a blast. It was my favorite thing to do. It was my highlight. It was just a real joy. And going into college, just because I started eight companies, I can't remember, and a couple of them worked, just because a couple of the companies worked and I was able to sell them, that doesn't mean it came quickly. I failed epically at multiple companies. At one point, I raised $4 million and had it in my bank account, and I failed so epically that I had to give it all back. So the idea that a lot of people in business just have things handed to them, and I wonder if Shanna's on here right now, but now I don't know if I should call her Shauna or Shanna because I just learned that I was saying her name wrong. But if she is on here, she just posted an amazing post about how she's been working hard since 21 and she grinds every day and it's a struggle every day. And you have to respect that, because the reason I understand patience is because all of this, it's nothing. I've been working on one single startup for 2.5 years. 2.5 years of my life. That means I started at the age of 22 and I am now 25 and we still have not launched this startup. That means for 2.5 years, I have been pouring money into a concept. I've been pouring time into a concept. Yet, legitimately, I believe in this patience journey to success so incredibly much that I will put in 15, 20 hours a day, every day, without any reward for multiple years because I believe our company will make such an incredible impact on the world that it'll be totally worth it. And to be completely honest, if we really wanted to get deep into this, even if the company failed, I'd still be pumped about the journey. If I did this every day without making a dime, I would still love what I was doing. I'd still love the heartache. I'd still love the grind. I'd still love being disappointed because I took that chance to do what I love every day. And I think as I continue to do these throughout 2019, I'm gonna harp on doing what you love every day a lot. But Dilly something, I don't know your hashtag, your name, I don't know social media well, but Dilly number, when you watch this or when you listen to this in the podcast form, just know 2.5 years is a long time. And you have to legitimately be patient for years. Success does not come all at once. If you started a company tomorrow, you better not think you're gonna make $1 million a year with that company in the next decade. I mean, a lot of people do, you can, but you have to remember very few people actually do $1 million in revenue. And I think too many people are talking about, I need to make X amount of money just because you want to make X amount of money. You don't even think through what you would do with that amount of money or why you need that much money. And now I'm just getting down a whole different, I'm getting on a whole different tangent. So I wanna circle back. The big thing is Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, none of these guys were putting in 8 hours a day and built enormous companies. Those guys grinded it out every single freaking day for years, and then it paid off. And if you think they didn't, I'm sorry. It's going to be a rude awakening if you're trying this startup deal or if you're just trying to succeed in business and you think that you'll make it without putting in the time. So that's what I wanted to go over. That's the big deal tonight. You gotta put in your time. Dilly, I'm trying to be as patient as I can, but the only way I can be patient is because I love what I do and I'm not in it necessarily for the money. I love what I do. I wanna make an impact on this world. I wanna do it through business, and that gets me excited. So be patient and you will be successful. Actually, let's start that over. Be patient. Do something you love, and then you'll be successful. Have an amazing night, everyone. We'll talk tomorrow, hopefully. We'll see you.